This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to a live Reacts edition of Rock M Radio. I'm Quentin Corpuel, joined by my esteemed friend and self-proclaimed CEO of the Matt Zahler's Fan Club, Adeen Rao. Adeen, I don't want to call this an emergency podcast because Matt Zahler's committing to Mizzou, which he did about 20-ish minutes ago. Actually, no, that was a way longer time ago. Sorry, I'm thinking about Eastern timing. Committed about an hour ago to Mizzou. Mizzou beat out a couple of very valiant competitors, namely Georgia and Penn State. Adeen, huge get for Mizzou, for Eli Drinkwitz. This is the highest rated quarterback recruit that Eli Drinkwitz has scored since he arrived at Mizzou around 2020. Adeen, when you saw that Matt Zahler's first committed to Mizzou, what did you think, even if it wasn't anything crazy, especially because, at least for a little bit, this looked like Mizzou's battle to lose?
Yeah, it's more so that it coming into fruition is a nice touch, you know, even though that we were in the lead for this guy. I think what's more important about this is a very what Mizzou fans will love about this guy, that I think a lot of criticism went Sam Horn's way, who has got a lot of excitement around the program, was that this guy is a self-made recruit. I mean, he's coming from a program that, I mean, the most high-profile player they had was a guy who played for Bobby Bowden at West Virginia in 1969. This spring forward football in Pennsylvania does not produce top talent. And this kid is, most importantly, he's beyond his years as far as a quarterback. He has thrown 5 interceptions total the last 2 years. He threw 3 last season. He's an extremely efficient quarterback. He's very accurate. He's got a great arm, and he's got great size. He's 6'4", 205. I mean, he emerged out of nowhere too, and that all those things spell well for Mizzou. You want to see an upward trajectory of a prospect, and he fits that bill. I think it's a great get for the program, and I think it's going to bring a lot of excitement to the program getting a guy like this, especially when you consider a lot of the time I will judge a I will judge a prospect based on who else is recruiting him. And a lot of coaches do that as well. When you look at programs like Georgia and Penn State going after him, especially Penn State being in their backyard, it's a great get. That's all you can say. It really is a great get.
Yeah, so Matt Zahler is a little bit of background. As you said, Adeen, around like 6'4", 200, definitely has a build of a modern QB. Out of Springford High School in, I believe, Royersford, Pennsylvania, is a 4-star recruit by most sites. Again, the best QB get in terms of recruiting during the Drinkwitz era, highest rated recruit since Drew Locke committed several years ago. And again, Mizzou beat out a couple of very high profile programs, specifically in Georgia and in Penn State, which you would think in theory would have some sort of a lead for Zahler's, as he is closer to Penn State than someone like a Pittsburgh, who, yes, they are not nearly as high profile of a program as Penn State, but that's still a local talent. That's still a homegrown talent. As you were talking about before we started recording here, it's not like when he's a recruiting site says he's the best player in the state of Pennsylvania. It's not like a Tennessee kid going to IMG and being called the best player in the state of Florida. This Zollers is literally like he was born in Pennsylvania, grew up in Pennsylvania, and is the best player in Pennsylvania, and he actually lives there. And so something that I thought was pretty interesting about his commitment to Mizzou was something he talked about after his Georgia visit. So after his Georgia visit, he said it went well. And something he referenced was how much continuity there was within the coaching staff, which is true. And if I'm a recruit going to a big time, little time school, whichever you're going to, something you want is the coach and the coaching staff that wants you in their program. You would prefer if they stuck around for, at the very least, your time at the school, because they're the ones selling you the vision they have for you. That'd be kind of weird if they left a year or very quickly after you just committed to this vision that no longer exists in this hypothetical world. And he then commits to Mizzou, whose offensive coordinator could very easily take a head coaching job next year. So, Adina, I want to ask you, Mizzou's coaching staff might not be nearly as continuous as Georgia's. What does it say about the program for Zollers to commit to a school that is maybe of a naturally like lesser profile than Georgia and whose offensive coordinator, again, might not be there next year?
I think it says that he's putting a lot of faith in Drink specifically as a figurehead, because to me, he probably does value continuity, but he sees that Drink obviously having a big influence on the offense, always will have a big influence on the offensive side of the football. While Kirby Moore, I'm going to be honest with you, the hope is around the program that he continues the upward trajectory that he, you know, put us on as a program last year. I'm going to be honest with you, he'll be one of the hottest head coaching prospects in all of college football if he does it again this year, and if Mizzou is a playoff team or even a top 15 team at the end of the season. So it seems like he's committing to the coach, because if I'm a player, I'm probably doubting now, fingers crossed, probably doubting that a guy like Drink leaves. He seems very committed to the program, and that's probably the vision that he's been sold on here. I also think that he's definitely, as a player like this, who's on an upward trajectory, he's probably thinking that I don't want my upward trajectory to be stifled by going to a program like Georgia and waiting 3 to 4 years without any game time and then playing, you know? Whereas at a program like Mizzou, you can definitely see a guy like Zollers being in contention for a starting job as a redshirt freshman or even a true freshman. He's got the talent and he's got the intangibles for it if he just continues to develop the way he is. It really depends on how he plays in his senior year. If he improves over his junior year, he had a monster junior year. And what does it say about Mizzou? It says there's a lot of allure with this program. I mean, it seriously is. Something like this, in my opinion, is unheard of. The state of Pennsylvania, you know, I'm very linked with it. Growing up in the state of Pennsylvania, I covered Pennsylvania football. Programs in the state of Pennsylvania, specifically Penn State, specifically Pittsburgh, have been priding themselves on their ability, because Pennsylvania talent is getting more scarce and scarce as the years go by. Less and less top recruits are coming out of Pennsylvania. They are trying very hard to keep that talent within state. And to see an in-state talent this good leave and go to a place like Missouri is insane. It's unheard of. It's not something I've seen before, and I've covered Pennsylvania recruiting for like 4 to 5 years. Usually these players will go to programs like Ohio State. They'll go to programs like Florida. They'll go to big programs, big money programs, like Notre Dame specifically. Notre Dame gets a lot of Pennsylvania talent. Mizzou getting the number one ranked player in Pennsylvania is insane. It just flat out is. That's the only way, words I can put on it. It just is.
Yeah, and when you look at the recent track record of recruiting, you've been seeing a lot with Mizzou, the Florida to Mizzou pipeline. You see a guy like James Madison, like a Nick Rodriguez, that pipeline's been built. And now they're pillaging another spot on the East Coast where, again, as you said, a lot of the talent from that area goes to a Big Ten program. And specifically, a lot of those guys go to Penn State. And for Mizzou to get somebody of that caliber from that area that hasn't really been explored all that often, especially by an SEC school that's not Alabama or Georgia, as you said, that's a very big deal. And I think it shows a couple of things. I think one, as conferences that we have grown up to know and that all college football fans have grown up to know, as those change and coasts are beginning to connect and time zones are beginning to cross over like never before, that opens up recruiting areas that have not been really explored before. And Mizzou, they've been doing an excellent job over these past few years of not just keeping the Missouri talent within Missouri. You're seeing other awesome talent from not even like within the central time zone. You're seeing a lot of East Coast kids, people in the East, like guys in the East time zone are committing to this vision in at Mizzou. And from what we've been talking about programs like Georgia and Ohio State and Bama and Penn State being here and Mizzou's here. I think Mizzou's more like here and is well on its way to being here with commitments like these and the trajectory that the program is on, not just on the recruiting trail. And so if I'm a fan, if I'm someone within the program, I am very stoked to get a commitment from this kind of a player from the area that he came from.
Well, I'd have to 100% agree. And just like a primer on him as like a prospect for those who are really, you know, unaware, you know, he had a massive boom from his sophomore year to his junior year that really shot him up. He was averaging about 171 yards a game at a 61% completion percentage, 23 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And then he augmented that to 243 yards a game with 37 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And that's the one thing that you look at from a quarterback at his age, super duper careful with the football. He's got 67 touchdowns and 8 interceptions in his entire career, dating from being a starter as a freshman in varsity. And that is, I mean, that says a lot about the kind of player he is. He fits the bill. He's big. He can actually, he's got some pretty decent mobility for him. I don't know if mobility in Pennsylvania football is really going to translate that well to mobility in, you know, the SEC. But the thing is that one thing is he doesn't fumble that often. I think he's only lost one fumble in the last 2 years. And he's got a great arm. And most importantly, he's accurate. And accuracy, in my opinion, is probably the most important trait in the SEC, with how athletic DBs are and how good SEC defenses are at making a quarterback's life hell. I mean, it's just it's unprecedented. Penn State was pushing on this guy hard. They were putting visits and visits and visits and visits on this kid. I think maybe one thing that could have pushed him away was that they had someone committed for 2025, and he maybe wanted to go to someone, I believe, and I maybe wanted to go to a program that didn't have someone committed to 2025. You know, not so much to say that he wasn't better than that player, but I'm very highly recruited. He's a very good player, and obviously high-profile programs are going after him. But as most recruits will want to go to a program that is set on them as the number one quarterback option, and they're not even, you know, their actions will speak louder than their words. But, man, there's no other emotion in the field than the really thrills if you're a Mizzou fan. It's just, you know, Penn State coaches and all that, pick coaches are judged on whether they can keep the – it's similar to here, whether they can keep top prospects in state. And this is a situation where they have not.
Yeah, I think when you look at him as a prospect, there's a lot to be excited about. When looking at his game tape, it's like a – I call it like a coherent chaos. There are a lot of plays where there are one or two rushers in his grill, and he'll have to throw off platform. He'll have to throw to a receiver that's not very open. He'll have to throw on the run, and he never actually looks totally out of control, which I really, really, really like. Even when he's on the run, he's throwing across his body. He delivers a very accurate football, which has me very, very encouraged. And not only that, he's got a pretty strong arm. I'm fairly sure he can throw 60 yards.
Oh yeah.
Pretty easily. And not only that, he can deliver it accurately. And it's not like he has a cannon arm and is just letting it fly with reckless abandon. He knows how to place, like, for example, if they're at the 5 or 10 yard line, you just need a nice fade ball in the end zone with touch. He can deliver that. And again, he still has another year of high school left. And so when I look at him again, as I said at the beginning, I think he's a moderate quarterback. And he when we talk about mobility, his rushing stats don't jump off the page, but there were plenty of designed runs for him. There were plenty of option plays for him. And he looked more than comfortable running the ball, and with how big he is, I definitely think he can be a threat in the run game. So again, if he continues on the trajectory that he's on, I can very much foresee a complete quarterback who 2 to 3 years from now, who can be a very good SEC starter.
Yeah.
And there aren't a ton of those laying around. And so
no, they don't fall on trees, you know?
No, they don't. They don't at all. And so I think when we, and that brings me to the kind of the last thing I wanted to talk about is his projected role 2 to 3 years from now. Because you look at the current quarterback room, Brady Cook, I believe this is his last year of eligibility. And then you look at the current backup quarterbacks. And in my personal opinion, I think he has arguably the highest ceiling of anyone currently in the Mizzou quarterback room. And I think 2 years from now, my crystal ball doesn't really go that far. But if I muster up enough strength within it, I can definitely foresee him starting by his sophomore year. I'm not willing to say he can be a starter as a freshman. That's a very difficult thing to do, especially in the SEC that's going to have Oklahoma and Texas by the time he joins the program. So I think he can definitely be a starter by 2026, year we get out of college. I don't know how you feel, but that's my personal take on the matter.
I will agree. I could even argue that if he makes the right jumps, he could compete for that job at least as a freshman, whether it be probably not as a true freshman, but probably as a redshirt freshman. It really does depend on how he, if he continues the upward trajectory as a high school senior. But he's got a cannon, and it's an accurate cannon, and it really is. Like, he's got a great arm. And he'll let it fly, and he has no fear in doing so because he trusts his arm, he trusts his eyes, he trusts his accuracy. He can be utilized in the read option game. He is a kind of quarterback that you can definitely run the RPO with. He's smart. He's very smart. That's one of the main things that all these programs that have recruited him have talked about, how he studies the game. He's a student of the game kind of player with athleticism, with size. And he could end up being a quarterback that's also very tough to bring down. And that's huge in the SEC with the kind of defensive linemen that come at him. He's big. He can shrug off tacklers if he just puts on more weight, which he's 205 right now. You can imagine that by the time he's a starter for Mizzou, he'll be 225, 230, hopefully, and put on some weight in the weight room, similar to how Brady has over his time at Mizzou. I think that, yeah, you could see him compete for that job as a redshirt freshman or even and definitely as a sophomore. I think they might probably, after Brady leaves, bring in a transfer to kind of mitigate that gap between Zollers and the transfers, but I don't think that transfer will have any more than 1 year of eligibility, and it'll just be a stopgap. And Zollers could end up being a pretty decent quarterback here for Mizzou.
Yeah, I do wonder what the situation is going to be next year, especially if Mizzou is still – you know, sort of win now, we can make the playoff stage of the program, to where maybe getting a mid-level quarterback isn't ideal. Maybe something similar to a Cam Ward going to Miami. Hey, we think we can vault ourselves into playoff contention. Let's go get a really big fish in the portal. I think that's something we could definitely see with Mizzou. If, let's say, for example, they win 10 plus games again this year, they go to the playoff, and whatever happens, happens in the playoff. But at the same time, I think we do have to focus on the present. It's a gift. Mizzou did just get a very big gift with the commitment of Matt Zollers. I think everyone should be really happy that follows Mizzou. Again, as we've been saying, this is a huge get, both with the scope of how good Zollers is, and it's just another indication of Mizzou's rise into the ranks of premier programs in college football. Especially with the fact that, like, hey, Alabama's not a Death Star anymore. It's been on the decline for the last couple of years. I think Georgia is obviously still the team to beat. But I definitely think in terms of program strength, Mizzou is definitely up there with some of the best, which obviously wasn't the case just a couple of years ago. But with a good season like last season and with the moves that they're making on the recruiting trail like this one, they're absolutely in the conversation. And I think people that follow the program should be extremely happy.
Yeah. I 100% agree. I think that everyone should be just thrilled. It's a great thing for Mizzou.
And so, Dean, before we get out of here, do you have any other thoughts on Matt Sellers or the 2025 recruiting class as a whole?
I think it's a great – it says a lot about the recruiting class when you can get a quarterback like that. It puts – it helps you out so much in the recruiting cycle because you can say, yeah, we have one of the most important positions on the field. We have the future in that position, and he will be the leader of your team in the future if you commit here. And that's a guy that people look at and be like, okay, well, they got a good quarterback. So this is a group that's, you know, it'll help out the wide receiver recruiting, most definitely. And just overall, it's kind of like a domino effect. So it's a great get. Just a fantastic get.
Adeen, this was great. Thank you for joining me. Again, you can follow Adeen, his Twitter. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it at Adeen Rao _. You can follow me, Quentin Corpuel, by just my name. Quentincorpuel on Twitter. So, Adeen, thank you so much again for joining me. Again, Matt Sellers, the top-ranked player in the state of Pennsylvania, class of 25 quarterback, a Mizzou commit. Great days lie ahead, hopefully, for Eli Trey Quincy Co. So, Adeen, thanks again. Have a great day, buddy.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Rock M Radio, a proud partner of Fans First Sports Network. Rock M Radio is the official podcast network of Rock M Plus, a new and exciting subscription service provided by me and the other voices of Rock M Radio. Please take a few moments to head over to rockm.plus and sign up for an account today. The cost is only $5 a month, and benefits include access to our live podcast, a subscriber-only message board, weekly newsletters, and more. If you enjoyed this episode of Rock M Radio and would like to see more just like it beamed directly into your personal device, make sure to click the subscribe button below and tell your friends. Our podcast feed is available through the Apple Podcast app for iPhone, Google Podcast app for Android, whatever app you listen to your podcast. You can also find Rock M Radio on Spotify. If you're looking for a podcast about your favorite team that is not the Missouri Tigers, Fan First Sports Network is your answer. A full podcast network loaded with the team-specific podcasts covering Major League Baseball, the NFL, NHL, NBA, MLS, and more. And we'll be back with more episodes of Rock M Radio coming to you soon.